This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 561 to 578, and this is Dido's response to Ilioneus' speech and his explanation of their circumstances. Tum Dido breviter profatur, then Dido briefly speaks. Vultum demisa, having dropped her face. So this is actually a perfect passive participle, but is being used here as a middle participle, as a Greek participle. So having dropped her face, kind of a show of modesty here as she's speaking to them. Solvite metum corde, release the fear from your heart, Teucri, Trojans. Secludite cores, shut off your worries, your cares, your anxieties. Res dura et novitas regni, the harsh situation and the newness of the kingdom. Cogunt me mulire talia, forces me to do such things, forces me to undertake such things. Et tueri, and to guard. Fines, the territory. Late, far and wide. Custode, with a custodian, with guards. Even though it's singular here, it's really singular because of the meter. So you could translate it as plural, with guards. Quis nesciat genus aneadum? Who is ignorant of the origins of the followers of Aeneas? Quis nesciat urbem Troiae? Who is ignorant? Who does not know the city of Troy? Virtutesque, virosque, and the virtues and the men, out in Kindia, or the fires, tanti belli of such a great war. Nos pueni gestamos, we Carthaginians, we Phoenicians, bear. Pectora obtunsa non adeo, hearts not dulled to such an extent. Nec sol junget equus, nor does the sun join his horses, tam aversu, so far, ab urbe Tyria, from the Tyrian city. So what in the world is she saying here? So she's speaking on behalf of her people, and she's saying, hey, we're not so different. You know, we're not so far removed from you. We know, we've heard of what's happened to you. And your book says basically she's using this expression to convey the idea that her people and the Trojans are not so different from each other. They live in the same part of the world. They share the same sunlight. And so he can be confident that his request will be met with civilized hospitality, similar to what they themselves would offer. Seu vos optatis. All right, so we got the see you and the see you here. So we've got a whether or. Okay, or say you see way. So whether or. Whether you all choose Hesperia Magna, Saturniaque Arwa, Great Hesperia and the Saturnian fields, see way, or Fines Iricus, regem quae accustem, or the territory of Irix, and King Acestes. Okay, so whether you decide to go to Italy or whether you decide to go back to Sicily. Auxilio tutos dimittam. I will send you away safe with assistance. Opibusque uabo, and I will help you with my resources. Vultus et considere parater. Or you wish to settle side by side, parater, equally. His regnis, in these realms, mecum, with me. Urbem quam statuo, the city which I establish, Wester S, is yours. Subducite naves, beach your ships. Troios, Tyriusque, Trojan and Tyrian. Mihi agitor, will be treated by me. Nullo discrimine, with no distinction, with no difference. Atque utinam, and oh that, oh, and I wish that. Rex ipse Aeneas ad foret. The king Aeneas himself were here. Compulsus noto aeodem, driven by the same wind. Equidem per litora, certos demitam. Truly, indeed, along the shores, I will send reliable men, certos. Et ubebo, and I will order them lustrare, to survey extrema Libiae, the far reaches of Libya. Si erat, if he wanders, ejectus, cast out, quibus silvis aut urbibus, in some woods or cities. So basically, he is going to, you know, if he's out there wandering, she's going to send out reliable men to go see if they can find him. Okay. And so this is the very end. After this, of course, he appears. Dido asks them to a banquet. And she asks them at the end, very end of book one, to tell the story of what they've been through. And all of book two is going to be the story of the Trojan War. All right, so go back to the top, translate through one more time. So then Dido briefly says, with her face, having dropped her face, release the fear from your heart, Trojans, shut off your worries. The harsh situation and the newness of the kingdom forces me to undertake such things and to protect the territory far and wide with guards. Who is ignorant of the origin of the descendants of Aeneas? Who is ignorant of the city of Troy and the virtues and the men or the fires of such a great war? We Carthaginians bear hearts not dull to such an extent, nor does the sun join his horses so far from the Tyrian city. Whether you all choose great Hesperia and the Saturnian fields, or the territory of Eryx and King Acestes, I will send you all away safe with assistance, and I will help you with my resources. Even you wish to settle side by side in these kingdoms, in these realms with me, the city which I establish is yours. Beach your ships. Trojan and Tyrian will be treated by me with no distinction. And oh, that King Aeneas himself were here, driven by the same wind. Certainly, along the shores, I will send reliable men and will order them to survey the farthest regions of Libya if he wanders, cast out in some woods or cities.